looking back over your career, where would you rank this team in its ability to not only keep itself in games, but the confidence they have to continually pull out games like that?
Well, these last two seasons, we've had a completely different talent level, so you have a different confidence level that goes with it. You think that put players on the ice to score. I think what really makes it different is that it's not always that the players that you would maybe describe as skill-first players that are able to go out there and not just grind away shifts, but put pucks in the net. So, you know, Adam Lowry's net front on that screen. I know we get a break like they did on their first, but he's in the right piece of the ice for that to happen. So he's off in the corner playing a perimeter game, that doesn't go in, and they've been good. And Brandon's got 10 now and had 5 shots on goal tonight. So there's more than just shutting other teams' best players down. There's some offense through the lineup.
Yeah, to that point, that line, I know that you've always had faith in them to shut guys down, but are you surprised by what they've been able to do offensively so far this year?
No, truly not. It you know, Matty Perreault was a big piece of that, kind of adding to the offense, but Andrew Kopp was on the line when they scored the tying goal. They just play at the right end, and they keep their game so simple that you put enough pucks at the net and you have traffic at the net, you're going to score some goals. I'm really not. I think Adam takes his job very seriously of when he plays against the other team's best, but he had 15 goals for us, and we think there's some offense there, and it's not maybe necessarily picking corners, but it's the heavy game in front of the net.
Guessing from the results, you like what Kopp brought to that line. What did you think about Perreault with Little at line eight?
Well, that was the driver of the change. I liked where Patty was going, and I liked the way that that Brian was going, and so I was looking for a little more from that line and give him a little more support. And I liked the way Andrew Kopp has played exceptionally well since he's been back from injury, and allowed us in this schedule to play 4 lines a bit more. And then he deserved to be on the ice when we went to 9 forwards.
Paul, you said 2 nights ago that you thought Brian Little was playing maybe the best hockey of his career, despite maybe not posting the gaudy numbers
right
that some would see. So besides the obvious, scored another game winner tonight, what are you seeing from him that you believe he's doing so well at?
I think so much of what coaches appreciate players are the nuances of playing off other people. And he's, you know, his role has changed here as Mark Scheifele has merged into the player that goes with Blake Wheeler. Now he's playing with 2 young guys that are absolutely learning the game. Whether that was Nick Ehlers or tonight is Jack Roslovic, there's lots to learn, lots to teach, and we still expect him to produce. So he's made all the adjustments every night. So much of it's just, you know, sheer will and determination on his part, that you're frustrated for him when he's not getting some results around the net, because he feels that pressure and he wants to perform. He wants to. With Brian, I've never got the sense that it was about his numbers. He ever cared about that. It was helping the team win, not letting the team down. So I think he had some frustration there when there weren't some points coming, because he felt it in that manner. And then he's just scored big goals now. He's, you know, he's got the game winners, and he's and got his confidence back. I thought the Calgary game was probably the peak of the frustration for him, because he had so many good seam looks. But his answer to all of that was to just work harder, and he eventually is going to benefit.
You've talked about the evolution of Connor Hellebuyck and things that he has to do for his development. Is a game like tonight another important step in that? Surely he would like that third goal back, but he doesn't give up a fourth and makes
right
a big save in overtime. And
right, you get an absolute bad break on the first, you know, that you can't control. Then the second one, he's going to want. He's going to think he makes that. I don't like where the shot comes from, so that's my concern on that goal. He's going to want that. And the third one doesn't happen very often. And when it's in the manner of the game, where you're down to tie the game and the third one looks like that, that can be really challenging for a goalie to get through. So at the end of it, we need one more. We can't tell you which one that's going to be, but we're going to need the one more save to win this game, and he found it in overtime.
One more on Adam Lowry. He started the second and third periods and immediately got an offensive zone for Shifley's line to then come up and follow it up. Are you starting to be able to use him for, like, for field position, essentially, that line?
Well, I would think they come off the ice more times from the offensive zone on whistles than they do after a long D-zone coverage shift. In general, they play more in the offensive zone for sure. But, you know, the evolutions of Adam's game is that I can put him out for two faceoffs in the offensive zone, short it, three on three, wins one, loses one, and we get another forward on the ice. So there's lots of things that he can do. And as he gets more and more confident and matures, we'll employ him in that way.
Is it fair to say we'll see more of him as a utility faceoff guy in OT in the future?
Depends on what side of the ice it's on. You know, Andrew Kopp's been very good there. And then we track also. There are nights that some guys get hot on their weak side. Brian at times gets really good on his weak side. It was part of the what was going on there was the length of the shifts. And I had a lot of miles on Scheife and Wheeler again tonight. And I felt they just needed one more rep before they'd go back out again, and that's why they went out.
And on the second goal against, you mentioned Connor Hellebuck might want it back. From my perspective, Connor came back hard. Kyle Connor came back hard, and the hustle was there. And I'm wondering what the process is for guys like him, Laine, other young players, to go from the effort level being there to then being able to cut that play off before it happens.
Right, so he did everything you like until the very end, right? What he did is he pushed their forwards so it wouldn't allow a cross to happen. And then once you've got that pushed, you've got to recognize then you shut it off and pick up the trailer on that. And he was a little late on that, but it's that one's way easier to fix than you're out at the red line watching three guys go down on the 3-on-2. That one's hard to fix.
Paul, how do you approach your player decisions in overtime? It looked like a unique lineup with Sammy Niku and Brandon Tanev. You have a whole bench full of offensively gifted players. How do you focus on that extra period?
Well, I'll talk to Charlie about the defensemen that we'd like to see. So we talk about who's going out. We number them. And then, because we have a pretty good idea how their bench is coming off. Unless Mark has got a really difficult time in the faceoff circle all night long. But even then, Mark and Blake are going out, especially when they came off with 30 seconds left to go in the third. So they had a bit more, 2.5, almost 3 minutes of recovery time for that. After that, it's a feel for what bench is that, what their bench looks like, how much speed comes off the bench next, because you've got now a 25-goal scorer. I want him on the ice. If there's no whistle, I might hold Brian Little and go with two forwards that aren't face-off guys, because if I don't, then Adam Lowry, if those shifts get long, has to come out, which is really good in the offensive zone, so we kind of timed that out. And then I'm picking who I think is going. I just think that Brandon... I was just interested, to be honest with you, I was interested to see how fast those two guys could skate, right? That kind of speed changes everything about how they view it. And I thought he had earned the right to go. Now, there are guys on your bench that have earned the right to go because they've played so very well, they're still not going out. So speed is something that I'm interested. I'd kind of Perot as the next guy in on that.